So, some exciting news from you guys then. Actually, first of all, name and job title for Levels.
Yeah, Callum Keogh, SNP Group Leader in Aberdeen City Council.
Okay, so exciting news from you guys. What's your reaction then to, well, how do you feel putting this news across?
I think this is a hugely important proposal that we're putting forward, which I think has the backing of the overwhelming number of folk that live in Aberdeen, yet to speak to anyone who thinks that this development is the best way that we can use what is probably the most prominent site in the city centre. People are rightly outraged. They don't believe their voices are being listened to. This gives them the choice, the opportunity to put their views to councillors and see that voted on by the full council. I would hope that we can vote to see this scheme stopped, if not dramatically reduced and redesigned. If that can be done, I think the City of Aberdeen will be the ultimate winner.
I mean, you spoke some very passionate words out there. You must personally be very against this.
I don't think we can push ahead with something as a local authority that literally has no backing from the public. I mean, we are often accused of living in ivory towers. Well, the people came to Marshall College at the weekend in their hundreds, if not in their thousands. We are not doing our jobs if we do not listen to them. This scheme does not have backing of the public, and it is our duty, I think, as public representatives to reflect that and allow it to be heard by the full council. For me, if we go ahead with this, it is a missed opportunity of huge scale, and we will be tied into something that the city doesn't want for 35 years plus. This is too good an opportunity to miss. I think the views that have been opened up of Marshall College since St Nicholas House has come down have been a revelation. It's not something that we should be looking to lose quite so quickly.
And maybe for people who don't understand what this means and what this motion means, can you break it down what the steps are now for people that maybe don't quite get it?
There's three steps to this. One is that we don't want to see any more decisions taken under delegated authority by planning officers in terms of the planning permission. The second is a detailed look at the legal, financial and planning implications that there could be and the options open to the council to pull out of this scheme. If that's not possible, we want a cross-party group to be established to work with Muse and with the public more widely to see how that proposal can be reworked that will see something that is more sensitive than what is on the table at the moment.
So it's about laying everything out on the table and not having any information hidden for everyone to decide from.
Yeah, I mean, we are representatives of the people at the end of the day, and I think we do need to have these discussions. We need to have the information. I think it should be publicly available, and then at least, regardless of whether people like the decision that's taken, it's done in a transparent manner.